Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. Your friendly neighborhood motivator, Jake Carter, here, ready to get your gears turning and your energy flowing. Today's topic? Stress and anxiety. Those sneaky little gremlins that love to show up uninvited at the worst possible moments, right? Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, never quite catching a break? You know that feeling when your mind feels like it's racing a million miles an hour, and your body is just buzzing with this nervous energy? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to let these little stress monsters win. We can totally learn how to manage them, keep them in check, and reclaim our inner peace. Today, I'm spilling the beans on my top 5 tips for managing stress and anxiety. These aren't just some fluffy feel-good platitudes. These are real, practical strategies that have actually helped me navigate those crazy high-pressure moments. So buckle up, get comfortable, and let's dive in. Number 1. Move your body. This might seem obvious, but I can't stress it enough, pun intended. Exercise is like a magical potion for your mind and body. When you get that heart pumping, those endorphins start flowing, and suddenly, you feel less wired and more grounded. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. Even a brisk walk around the block can do wonders. Think of it as a mini reset button for your brain. Number 2. Breathe, baby, breathe. Seriously, this is like the superhero power we all have but sometimes forget to use. Deep, slow breaths are your secret weapon against anxiety. When you feel those stress signals kicking in, take a moment to focus on your breath. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat that a few times, and watch as those racing thoughts start to calm down. It's like hitting the pause button on your anxiety overload. Number 3. Talk it out. Bottling things up is never the answer. Find someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, even your pet, they listen great. And just let it all out. Sometimes, just voicing your worries can make them feel less overwhelming. Think of it like taking a mental load off your shoulders and sharing it with someone who can support you. Number 4. Cultivate some self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We're all human, and we all mess up sometimes. When you find yourself spiraling into self-criticism, try to gently redirect those thoughts. Instead of beating yourself up, remind yourself that it's okay to make mistakes, that everyone has struggles, and that you're doing the best you can. Remember, you deserve kindness and understanding, especially from yourself. And finally, number 5. Find your happy place. This could be anything that brings you joy and helps you de-stress, reading a good book, listening to music, taking a hot bath, spending time in nature, whatever it is that makes you feel relaxed and centered. Make sure to carve out some time each day for activities that nourish your soul and bring a smile to your face. Remember, life isn't all about hustling. It's also about finding moments of peace and joy amidst the chaos. Think about a time when you were feeling particularly stressed or anxious. Maybe you had a big deadline looming, an important presentation to give, or maybe you were just dealing with the everyday pressures of life. How did you cope? Did any of these strategies resonate with you? Now, I know what you're thinking. This is all great advice, Jake, but how'd I actually put it into practice? Well, here's the thing. Even small changes can make a big difference. Start by incorporating just one or two of these tips into your daily routine. Maybe you commit to taking a 10-minute walk each day, or you set aside 5 minutes for deep breathing exercises before bed. Remember, managing stress and anxiety is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and keep learning and growing. You got this. I'm cheering you on every step of the way. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these tips. Let's spread some positivity and support each other on this journey. And until next time, keep moving, keep growing, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.